It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So I came in this morning. I know Katie wants to talk about a few things, but one of the first things she started talking about was like, I gotta go get tan.
I do.
After the show today. So pale and yucky.
I hate
my skin and my body right now. Yeah. I think that's what you said, right?
It's like what the rest of your body looked like when they pulled it from the river. Like, my legs look like that.
It's pretty bad.
Like, well, this time of year, I barely get outside for the sun, you know, so I'm lacking that vitamin D.
Yeah.
And I need to get in there and get a little tan. And I love this place because it's a spray tan and it's like, smells like coconut. It's very good for you. I know you sigh.
I just don't trust this stuff that they spray on you and it changes your skin color.
Yeah.
It just can't be good for you.
It's made with all natural stuff, beets and such.
Beets and stuff?
Yeah. And it's like, it smells really
good. Is that the name of the tanning place?
Yeah,
beets
no,
and
it's
stuff?
Not. No, it's not. It's Milk and Vivid, if I could give them a shout out. And I love them. I've been going to them forever. I love them. Like, just because the ladies who work there too, like, they see me naked more than anybody. And we call them my naked therapist because you go in there, you strip down. It's not one of those places where you walk into like a booth and it just, like the Friends episode of Ross.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's an actual person and they're spraying you down.
No way.
Talking to you and everything. I tell her all my problems. Oh, I am so like available to, like, I am unafraid. I'm like lifting my leg. Did you miss a spot?
I was thinking maybe you're pulling your cheeks apart, being like, get in there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like
spreading the leg there,
buddy.
When
I have a partner, like when I have a boyfriend, I go out of my way to not be like fully naked in front of him. You know, you get a little shy. You're like, I'm going to run to the bathroom. But these ladies, I'm like, here it is, you know? So like, I really love them so much and they do a great job. So I look forward to going into them.
Well, I'm excited to see what you look like tomorrow.
Okay.
You're
going
to have that natural vegetable glow to you.
You're like, you smell like beets.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a good time. So.
What else is going on in your life?
Oh my gosh, I have an update. Guess who called me yesterday?
Hold on. Who have you been expecting a call from? You went out with the guy with the
black
car.
Steven called me. Like, I was walking around the house and all of a sudden my phone started to vibrate and it's usually a telemarketer. So I'm like, whatever. And I look and it says Steven. And they're like, I'm so not used to people calling me in that dynamic. I was like, is he calling me on purpose?
He butt-dialed me.
People up yesterday, Katie was talking about that she went out on a date with this dude and it went really well because he likes to eat crappy food.
Yeah.
Turns out he sounds like he's quite successful. He had an American Express black card.
Yes.
Rolled out in a nice BMW.
Also, he had a lot in common. He reads. He's very...
You put a lot of emphasis on how much money he had.
No, I did not. I said is I have led with my heart my whole life when it comes to love, and I've never even taken that into consideration, so it's something I'm looking at now. Like, hey, he's successful. That's a good trait to have at this point in our lives, you know?
So did you answer the phone?
I did! Oh my gosh,
What'd you guys talk about?
It was so... I love the way he talks. Like, it is such an intrigue. Like, he just intrigues me, but when I was like, oh my gosh, hi, Steven, and he's like, oh, well, thank you for answering my phone call.
It's so proper. I
know, he's very proper.
Good day, my lady.
I almost feel like he's got a British accent. Yeah, almost.
He is just so well put together. He's such an adult. Like, I keep saying that about him, but he really is. He's a grown man, and
good day, my lady.
He just got finished up
with a rousing round of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because you did say he's a gamer, too.
But he plays the storybook games.
Oh, like, my bad.
Again, he's an
adult. A rousing edition of The Sims, my lady. I've created an avatar that I named Katie.
But we are going on another date in the real world.
No wonder you're getting tan.
It'll be next week. But I'm really excited about it. Like, this guy, he just has piqued my interest. He's very interesting.
Where are you going
to
go?
We're just going to go get lunch after the show next week sometime. So we haven't really figured out exactly where, but we're going to make it, a couple hours. We're hoping we can sit and chat and get to know each other a little better. So
now, you keep a notebook in front of you during the show.
I do.
Have you started writing like your name with his last name after with the heart around it?
We're not there yet because I don't know his last name, but I know. I'm taking it very slow.
That might be question number one for this next date
in case
you turn up missing.
A little background check.
I'll send you guys my location.
Let us know where you are in his last name just in case, Katie.
Right.
This is
a couple priorities.
Second date,
on
guy.
The list.
Be careful.
I will.
Thanks, Beat Girl.
Jeremy. Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.